The director of North Dakota's Indian Affairs Commission says he believes the poverty rate among Native Americans in North Dakota is dropping. As part of our series Chasing the Dream, Scott Davis talks about that, attributing that to education. Davis says tribal colleges have really stepped up when it comes to workforce training.
Whether it's a certificate, whether it's in truck driving, welding, energy related, if you want to say that.
But Davis says it goes beyond that.
The business degrees that they offer, nursing, teacher education. So I see them playing a big role on the reservation in fighting poverty.
Reservation counties have generally had significantly higher rates of unemployment than other North Dakota counties. Davis says, well, that's still true. He believes it's changing. But Davis says it can be hard to get people to think beyond what they're used to and what they grew up with.
You look at the welfare system. I've had a lot of conversations with my friends and family about that, about just that being normal. And it's sometimes it's hard to debate or challenge their thinking on that, because to them that's normal. And I can't fault them for that, you know, but in some way, shape, or form, through education, and I think through mentoring, we can change these mindsets.
Davis has firsthand experience with escaping the welfare system.
Even my wife and I are products of that. We were on welfare when we first started our marriage, you know, my first child. I mean, I didn't like sitting on top of roofs and, you know, doing labor jobs after labor jobs and getting by, you know, with minimum wage and so forth. And I knew I had to make a decision.
So Davis went back to school, and he says he learned a valuable lesson, that if you're not willing to learn, something or someone else will control you.
What controlled me and my wife was poverty. What controlled us was the welfare system, you know, TANF and those things. I know those are needed for us to live, but it controlled me, and I didn't like that.
Davis says education allowed his family to have a house, a car, and some of the material things of life. But he says there's more to it.
It's that feeling that you're kind of free, you know, you can kind of pick and choose what you want to do. That I like. Me and my wife, we both love that.
Davis says one thing he stresses to young people is have a strong work ethic.
I basically said, if you don't have a work ethic, you will be poor. You will be poor. And I'm not saying the monetary sense of being poor, but the poor in the fact of you may be poor in spirituality, your spiritual part. Your intellect may be poor because you don't have a work ethic. You know, your physical being may be poor because you don't have a work ethic. So I really push that on our students there about the work ethic, is you got to have a strong work ethic, you know, for success.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.